Oh man, just making the most of my opportunities, man. I mean, it was a good game receiving the ball, but you know, I still got a lot of work to do, man. I'm extremely hard on myself. I dropped the ball. You know, had a couple bad releases that I felt like, you know, would have gave me the opportunity to make some more plays. And you know, run blocking wise, I need to get my run blocking together. So catching the football, you know, was a pretty good game, but I still got a lot of work to do, man. Like I said, getting my feet on the ground, man, and just trying to make the most of my chance.
Do you feel like you're answering the questions that people have about just how much you have left?
I'm just out here playing, man. To be honest with you, man, since my career first started, man, my wife told me to stay out of the papers, quit reading stuff, good or bad about you, man. And I've kept that mindset my whole career, and that's the mindset I got now. So, you know, I'm just out here playing. Like I said, I'm extremely hard on myself, so I know that, you know, I still have a lot of work to do.
When you came here at the start of camp, you said you just were here to compete. Midway through, do you start to think about making the team now?
I mean, when you come here, you think about making the team. I mean, you know, it's the name of the game. It's your job. It's how you provide for your family. So you want to make the ball club. But at the same time, if you do what you got to do on the football field, it'll all work itself out. And like I said, you know, a lot of good guys in that receiver room, man. So everybody's out here competing. Everybody has to put their best stuff on film to give them a chance to make the ball club. And that's what I'm trying to do.
James, given that you were a late arrival, what part of your game do you feel has already come back the way it should? And what do you still want to improve on to make it come back?
The best thing for me right now is, when I first got here, I was comfortable with the offense, but now it's like second nature. And, you know, any signal that the quarterback gives me, it's automatically in there now. And I'm playing a lot more comfortable, and that's allowing me to play faster, to get in and out of my breaks and all that stuff faster, because I understand, you know, what I'm out there doing on the offensive end. So it's really helping me.
And what's still to come? What do you still need to polish?
Oh, man. Still need to polish, man. A lot of route running, you know, a lot of releases, you know, whether it's press coverage with the DB right in my face, you know, I'm starting to get all that back now, you know, understanding, you know, what certain DBs like to do. And, you know, really, it's a lot of the footwork when you're talking about press coverage and all that starting to come back now. I was out of football for a little bit, you know, I wasn't really out there running routes against nobody. So all that's starting to come back now, and I'm starting to feel a lot comfortable.
Most of your catches have been taken by Ryan. I mean, mm-hmm. Have you gotten on the same page with Eli as much?
In practice, me and Eli have done some good things, you know, but in the game, you know, I haven't really had a lot of opportunities with him. So, you know, you got to play the hand that's dealt. But in practice, you know, me and Eli do a lot of communicating. You know, even when he comes back throwing the ball to somebody else, I want to know what he's thinking, you know, on certain routes. So we've done a lot of communicating in practice. We've hit some, and we've missed on some.
Obviously, Victor and Ruben have been banged up a little bit and haven't played. I mean, he's there and say, hey, my role can be bigger than I thought.
Well, number one, I want those guys to get back, because I don't ever want anybody to be injured. But number two, like I said from the beginning, man, it's just all about opportunities. And with those guys being out, everybody in that offensive room has to step their game up, and it's going to be presented with more opportunities, so you want to capitalize on that.
Did you reach out to Jordy?
I did talk to Jordy, man. I'm extremely close with Jordy, man. Oh, my goodness. It hurts me to even talk about it, man. That dude works extremely hard, man, and for him to be out for the season before the season even starts, I feel his pain. But I talked to him for a little bit, just told him I'm praying for him. You know, hope he gets back stronger than ever. But if it's anybody that can handle it, he can handle it.
People have said that this is sort of a latest illustration of why there needs to be fewer preseason games. Where do you stand on that?
I mean, to be honest with you, injuries are going to happen. I mean, whether it's one preseason game, two preseason games, four preseason games, injuries are going to happen. You hope they don't, but they're going to happen. I mean, the only way we're really going to stop no injuries is no preseason game. So, I mean, injuries are going to happen. It sucks, you know what I mean? But it's the game we play. It's a violent game. And you know, injuries are going to happen. But it sucks for an injury to happen to a guy before a season even starts, especially coming off the year he had last year. I mean, it can, but there's nothing like a game. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing like catching the ball and knowing somebody trying to take your head off and getting tackled and things like that. When you're out here at joint practices, knowing that a guy's not going to hit you and things like that, I mean, it makes it a lot easier. So, I mean, to me, you definitely need games. Yeah, I don't think you need four of them, but I mean, I think you definitely need games to see how people perform under the lights.